Pro Football Hall of Famer Isaac Bruce and Doc Holliday are rambling about those Los Angeles Rams. Ramble on. Hi, how are you? Welcome to another episode of Ramblings with Pro Football Hall of Famer Isaac Bruce and Doc Holliday. I am Doc Holliday. Isaac, what's up, big smiley man, smiley face guy? What's happening?
Hey, man. I'm well and I'm blessed, Doc. I'm good, man. You know, we got what we call Victory Tuesday today, man. You know what? Just a great display last night of football. You know what? I think what we saw last night and these two teams battling is what we kind of predicted from the outset of the season. How tough, how rough, how rugged this NFC West would be. And I think it was a huge display of that last night by two good teams that you know, the Rams ended up winning. So I'm feeling good, definitely about the win last night, the way we played, just about in every phase of the game. And I was pretty excited about it.
What Isaac is talking about is that 30-23 Los Angeles Rams win on the road at the Arizona Cardinals, who were and still are sitting atop the NFC West. But our LA Rams, the Cardinals beat the brakes off us earlier this season. This is a game we had to have. We had a three-game losing streak. We beat Jacksonville. Now we got a test. And they passed the test with flying Rams colors. What I was impressed with, Isaac, as you said, man, overall team game, everybody performed well. Defense balled the F out. Offense balled out, despite the fact that no Jalen Ramsey, no Tyler Higbee, they was on the COVID list. Those are two big pieces to the squad facing arguably the best team in the NFL, the Arizona Cardinals, on the road, but all we do is go in there and take care of business. Matthew Stafford, we're going to get to Aaron Donald. Now, you know what? I'm going to start with Aaron Donald because he started the game off with a sack. He ended the game off with a sack. AD was like, you know what? Enough is enough, man. I'm finna show y'all why I'm AD. Big Dog had three sacks, bro. He started the game sacking Kyler Murray. Last play of the game, he got a sack as well. Aaron Donald and that Rams defense, man, hey, to hold this Cardinals offense to just 23 points, this Cardinals team with 23 points, and Kyler Murray didn't score a touchdown, period. Sacked the dude four times, picked him off twice. AD, three sacks. Hey, bro, just salute to AD and that Rams defense, Isaac.
Well, absolutely, Doc. Well, you know, I think it started way back earlier this week when one Aaron Donald, one of the captains of the team, one of the best players in this league, top defensive player for as long as he's been a Los Angeles Ram. You know, he kind of just said it, man. We're looking at this game like a playoff game. He set the tone and really got everybody involved mentally as far as what we had to do and the way we had to go out there and play. And what happened? So, Doc, it showed up Monday night, man, from the scheme Raheem Morris put out there, from guys really getting after Kyler Murray, not rushing past him, make sure that we keep our eyes on him, spied him. We gave him a lot of different looks. And just more bigger than Aaron Donald's three sacks was just the constant pressure, Doc. There were many times when we kept Kyler Murray in the pocket, and he's a short guy. He can see at times, but we made it tough for him to see his targets down the field. And he can always hurt you once he breaks contain outside the defensive end. Von Miller did a great job rushing up the field, but not really giving up contain. And Leonard Floyd did a great job rushing up the field, not giving up contain. And the pressure from Aaron Donald and the young 91 guy, Gates, I believe his name is.
Gaines,
pushing that pressure, pushing that pocket, making him make decisions a lot sooner than he wanted to. So the ball wasn't coming out in rhythm. And anytime I say you get these quarterbacks who are mostly facilitators and turn them into football players, Doc, this is what you see. You may see a lot of pass yardage, guys making a lot of completions, but they're not getting in the end zone. There isn't a rhythm. They're uncomfortable. And guys are really trying to start watching the rush as a lot more than just what's going on down the field. So great job by the Rams. Raheem Morris came out with a great plan. And just for the guys to galvanize themselves, man, when we get the news that Jalen Ramsey isn't playing and Tyler Higbee isn't playing, But just keeping that mindset that was set probably Tuesday or Wednesday by Aaron Donald as a leader, as a captain of the team, man, this is how we're going to go out. We're going to go out and play this game like it's a playoff game and try to move on to the next round. So if it was a playoff game, we're moving on to the next round.
And we are moving on, man. We're moving on. And as you said, that Rams defense, give Raheem Morris some credit for the game plan because he put it together. And not only that, it's the way they executed. And you made you always make great points, but you just made a couple of great points. The Rams defense was at that ass. Kyler Murray, they was at his head, man. And Leonard Floyd, Von Miller did great jobs. They were like, you know what? We're going to keep you right in this interior to let Aaron Donald get at you, man. Now, if you come out here, it's cool. We ain't going to try to chase you down. We going to do contain like we're supposed to do. Don't let you get outside of us. And that Von Miller did an excellent job. Now, Leonard Floyd gave it up a couple of times, but it didn't kill us. But we're going to keep you in this bubble and let Aaron Donald toss these offensive linemen out of the way, which he did. Bull rush, quick spin move, swim move, everything he can use to get at Kyler Murray, man. And not only that, when Kyler Murray did get some passes off. Now, AJ Green had a great game, 7 catches, 102 yards, but it didn't kill us. DeAndre Hopkins, they got a big three as far as receiving core. 5 catches, 54 yards. Christian Kirk, who's very good, just 3 catches and 86 yards. But Kyler Murray, man, no passing touchdowns. Picked him off twice. I know Leonard Floyd got a nice little tip pick and 4 sacks. And just Von Miller being Von Miller, and they'll look at me like, okay, Von Miller didn't have, but he's doing his job, man. Putting pressure on the quarterback, doing contain and letting AD work, man. I just want to salute Raheem Morris and this Rams defense again, because I know the offense is looking at, okay, this is the kind of Rams defense I know we have, especially being without our second best defensive player.
Well, I'll tell you what, Doc. Listen, these guys, they listen to our show. They watch the other pundits on other shows, and they talk about, you know, the last couple of weeks, just how finesse a team that the Rams seem to be. When you come in with some big boy running, and when you come in with some big boy running backs running downhill at the Rams, they'll fold. So guess what? They hear that chatter in the locker room as well. They get asked those questions. They get asked about that. And these are professionals who have been playing games at high level since college. So, you know, when you start to question a man's football manhood, this is what you see. There was a brand of physicality last night that, let's be honest, we hadn't seen from the Rams in a very long time. And it was good to see on both sides of the football, from offensive linemen to our defensive line, getting after Kyler Murray, really stacking up the box so the run couldn't be effective for the Arizona Cardinals, and really making James Conner do something, you know, other than what he's there to do, run the football. So just kind of getting this guy out on the edge. But I feel like, you know, once you corral Kyler Murray and make him do things that he really doesn't want to do, like he wants to extend plays. He wants to be outside. He wants to be down the field where he can pick you apart with that cannon of an arm that he has. But the Rams did a great job just really corralling this guy, tackling, stopping the run, just making him one-dimensional, and really coming out of there with a win, man. It's a big win, big road win in the division game for us.
Talking about that Rams rush defense, that Cardinals rush offense, outstanding job. James Conner, who you talked about, just 13 carries, 31 yards. That is paltry. That is just 2.4 yards a carry, and that's not good on any level. The Rams were stuffing them. Now, the Cardinals did finish with 103 rushing yards with a 4.7 average, but Kyler Murray, man, 7 carries, 61 yards. He got loose. You know what I'm saying? When you have a quarterback who can run, that's going to happen. But that Rams rush defense was stiff. They were tough because they have been pushed around. And we had talked about them. And you're right. They probably heard it. Like, man, these dudes keep talking to us like we're getting punked. We got to punk somebody. We got to Debo somebody. So that's exactly what they did against the Cardinals. Now, shutting down Kyler Murray and that Cardinals offense, our offense, Stafford, hey, man, he took some heat when he was on that losing streak, rightfully so, because he was tripping. But he goes 23 of 30. 287 yards, 3 touchdowns. He was sacked 3 times, but no picks. But the touchdown passes he threw, Isaac. Odell Beckham Jr., nice little route. He gave him a hezzy, went to the slant, quick slant. Van Jefferson, the route Van Jefferson ran on his 52-yard touchdown, Isaac, you're a receiver, man. Hey, this is what a young fella, he's growing. His route, he didn't lead. He stayed on his route. But when Matthew Stafford threw it, he threw him open. Van Jefferson was open. He threw him more open. Stafford was diming that thing, man. And a couple of passes, he threw to Cooper Kupp, who had 13 catches, 123 yards. Touchdown for him. Touchdown for OBJ. Touchdown for Van Jefferson. When we talk about Stafford, man, hey, we got to talk about him again, man. He gave us the Matthew Stafford that he showed the first couple of weeks of the season.
Well, we're starting with the offense, man. You got to start with the head, Sean McVay. Just like the players are hearing the rumblings about being a finesse team, he's also hearing the rumblings about being a finesse team. Doc, let's be real. This offense functions so much better when we're running the football downhill. And I think Sony Michel and what our offensive line brings to the table with a downhill approach as far as running the football, Sony Michel is always falling forward. So that's what opens up everything else. If the running game is the root, the passing game, the passing attack down the field is the branches that comes as a result of that. So when McVay gets in his mind that we're going to run this ball, we're going to give you different looks, but in all, we're running the football. We're a power run football team, and we're going to make sure that that's evident all four quarters. Now, you look on the perimeter, you see guys stepping up. You know, you talked about the 52-yard touchdown pass by young Van Jefferson, his route that he ran. It was a great read by Matthew Stafford. He caught the safety flat foot like you want to. Why is he flat foot? Because you have Odell Beckham that's running across the field. He pushes up a little bit towards that safety, gets his attention. Now you have two on Odell and a one-on-one on the outside with young Van Jefferson that can stretch the field and run and take that top off the defense like we continually say, like we always want to have. And it was a perfect, accurate pass by a quarterback that saw everything happen. I guarantee you, it looked the exact same way in practice when we ran it, probably Wednesday, Thursday. And here it is Monday night. We get an opportunity to look exactly the same. But, Doc, we got to just talk about how this power running game that we came in with affects everything that we want to do. It opens up everything. It gives Cooper Kupp more opportunities to go against one-on-one. It gives guys opportunities on the outside, OBJ and Van Jefferson opportunities to play one-on-one with guys. And safeties have to be flat foot because when we're running that ball and we get to that second level with Sony Michel carrying the football, falling forward, these safeties have to come up. They have to be flat footed at times. So perfect game plan of coming in saying we're going to be physical. We've seen other teams in San Francisco come in and run the ball down our throats. It's the same offense. It's what we do. So we're going to take that same approach. And when the opportunity presents itself, we're going to push the ball down the field.
And we got to salute to the running backs because you're right. That running game and that offensive line, man, they were physical. And it does look like Sean McVay made it a point that we're going to be physical. Sony Michel, 20 carries, 79 yards, tough yards. No Darrell Henderson. The thing, and you look at it, man, Sony Michel is the only running back for the Rams who got the rock. Oh, he might be the only running back that's on the team right now.
He was the only one up last night.
You know what I mean? So, bro, for him to do what he did and for Sean McVay still to put it in his hands, Sean McVay wasn't thinking like, man, this is the only running back I got. If he get hurt, it's over. He's like, nope, this what we going to do, man. And that running and Sony Michel running them tough yards because he's just a tough runner. That opened up that play action pass that Matthew Stafford and the Rams were utilizing. That play action was killing them, bro. It was killing them because we had some success running the rock. They had to think about Sony Michel and that offensive line. And speaking of that offensive line, man, Big Whitworth, I saw something like he's the oldest dude to start at tackle in the NFL. He's 40. Hey, man, salute to the old dude the old dude's still out there, but that offensive line, salute. Sony Michel, hey, bro. Salute to you too, man, because you go in the game, you're the only running back, and you like, God dang, bro, and you still do work and put in the work you did in that offense. Hey, man, that's extremely impressive. It not only shows some physical toughness, it shows some mental toughness too.
Mental toughness from the standpoint of Coach McVay having the discipline mentally to say we're going to run the football, Doc. I mean, you know, so many times we get these gurus, and as fans, and as former team, former Rams, we like the show of an offense. We like the icing on the cakes when we're taking deep shots down the field. We enjoy that. But sometimes you can get fooled, and defenses in this league can bait you in to throwing the ball down the field, you know, 40 times a game. You know, we see that happening in Kansas City. It, I mean, can you be patient enough to throw the check down? Can you be patient enough to run the football to the left? You're having some success behind Big Andrew Whitworth. Can you be disciplined enough to stick with that and force these guys? They're like body shots in boxing, Doc. Can you be disciplined enough to work this body until those hands fall down and you can take your shots to the head? So last night was very evident that Coach McVay, he got the message, man. I mean, listen, I'm going to run this football. And when the opportunity comes for us to push the ball down the field, that's exactly what we're going to do. So I like the game plan. I like the approach. I just want to see more of it, Doc.
Yeah, I've been wanting to see us make a more concerted effort to run the football as well, because over the last course of the last couple of seasons, every time we run the rock, our success level goes up. And we have gotten away from that, man. Sometimes, you know, we just, for whatever reason, got away from it. But we didn't get away from it in Arizona, man. And I still say this probably, to me, it's easily to me the most impressive win of the season, because it's a game we had to win. It's Arizona that's been kind of, you know, walking and swagging like they're the new big dogs in the NFC West. And it's like we had to prove ourselves again, and we did it, even though they beat us earlier. Now, that's, we're on a two-game winning streak. Now, when you look at the NFC West, they're still up there 10-3, but we're right there at 9-4, bro. We didn't split those two games, San Francisco 7-6, Seattle 5-8. And speaking of Seattle, that's who we play next, man. I think we got them next. So, you know, we got them next week. So another NFC West game. But as far as this game is concerned, impressive game for the Rams. Salute to you. Salute to Sean McVay. Salute to all of you cats. But we got to continue this, man. We got to continue this momentum. And Isaac, receiver, you looking at receiver, seems like Odell Beckham Jr. is getting more comfortable in the offense now, and he's more knowledgeable of the plays, and he's his talent, because I think he got 3 touchdowns as he started playing for us, and he didn't have any touchdowns earlier when he was playing with Cleveland this year. So looks like he's kind of waking up, man, and those big hands are coming to use. He's getting – He's catching passes, and he gets targets and getting opportunities, and he's performing.
Well, he's definitely becoming more comfortable with the offense, Doc, and that just takes time for this guy to get, you know, implemented on how we do things, where to line up, how, route depth and things of that nature. We saw one time where he didn't line up in the right spot, and Matthew tried to get him all situated, but that's going to happen. I mean, he's new to the team, but it's happening less and less, and right now we're starting to see his talents come out. I mean, once he gets to the point where he doesn't have to think too much, you can see, you can see the Odell Beckham that we're used to seeing, you know, getting down the field, making plays in the end zone, making these tough catches. What we did see last night was Odell Beckham make catches and display those strong hands that he has, man, going across the middle, stabbing the ball with his hands and catching slants with his hands. So That Odell Beckham we know, but inside the system of the Los Angeles Rams, the way we run offense, I think he's becoming more acclimated with. He's starting to make less mistakes, and that only bodes well for the Cooper Kupps of the world. That bodes well for the Vance Jefferson and the Matthew Staffords of the world. So once we get this guy comfortable and he knows where to go, where to line up, how far we're going to run this route, how far we're going to take this route, I think it only works better for us as an offensive unit.
Indeed, and Matthew Stafford once again was painting a picture. He was painting a picture with that peel last night, painting it all over the field. Now, before we get out here, Isaac, now you weren't with us last week because you were traveling, man. Talk about what you had going on in St. Weren't you in St. Louis?
I was in St. Louis. Yeah. I got an opportunity in St. Louis by the Missouri Athletic Club, and I was awarded the Stan Musial Award. So it's a community award, and I had really my first public opportunity to be in St. Louis since the NFL, well, Pro Football Hall of Fame induction, and really had a chance to, be honored. And not only that, but to honor them as well. I mean, they're the fans and the very people that were in the stands, during the Greatest Show on Turf era, the Super Bowl 34, Super Bowl 36 time. And that was my first time publicly, man, to really, give them a shout out and thank them publicly for, all the help, all the love that they've given me throughout the years.
Well, congratulations to you, man. Congratulations to you.
Appreciate
well
it,
deserved,
man.
Well deserved. Anything else you want to add, Isaac, before we get up out of here?
Amen. Amen. Listen, Doc, we saw once again why Matthew Stafford is now a Los Angeles Rams and why we wanted him. We talk about a guy who's been through a lot of dogfights in this league, It was one last night. He was taking some shots. He got hit in the face a couple times, Doc. And week before, he got sacked, got hit in the sternum, and he bounced back, Doc. Not one time, you know, this year with Matthew Stafford have we gone into a game and said, oh, man, I think, you know, this quarterback position is the weakest position that we got on the offense right now, and he's not going to give us a chance. Quite the contrary, Doc. We seen him last night get hit in the face, get hit in the mouth, bounce right back up, and throwing dimes all over the field and controlling the offense, Doc, which is another important piece of it. And his ability to keep Sean McVay as being an offensive coordinator is exactly what we wanted. He can be two plays ahead of the defense now and really not really have to coach the quarterback through the headphones like we used to. But Matthew Stafford, man, I think he's playing a great brand of football. I'm happy to have him. And he's a tough dude, Doc. I mean, that toughness brings respect from your teammates, man. When they see you get smacked in the mouth, get up and make plays down the field, man, that's the respect that you get and that you gain in the locker room with your teammates.
Respect, respect. And see, after we see you, we coming to see you. But that's going to do it for this episode of Ramblings with Pro Football Hall of Famer Isaac Bruce and me, Doc Holliday. Until later this week, maybe, or next week, we out. Good deal, my guy.